Welcome, welcome to the Russell Price Morning Show. Welcome, welcome to the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. This is the most powerful, powerful networking show on the radio. Wake up the DMV. Get involved with the morning people. We are here every morning from 10 to 10:30, and we talk about networking and businesses that are hurting, businesses that need to be supported, and how do we do that? We do that through the Russell Price Morning Show networking, and we also do it through the Black Card. The Black Card. I was told if you said something three times, you cannot forget it. The Black Card, the most powerful card in the DMV. Better life, better world, better now, better you. Welcome to the wonderful wide world of Russell Price, the hardest working man in marketing. We give it to you long, wide, and consecutive marketing. That is, if you want your business to be good to you, true to you, you got to do like I do. You got to give the business what it wants, when it wants it, at any time the business thinks it wants it. Marketing, that is. If you can't do it, then you lead me to it. And if I can't do it, it can't be done. I'm the hardest working man in marketing. The number here is 347-637-1577. Woo, woo, woo. What a weekend. What a weekend. What a weekend. Did we do a weekend or did we do a weekend? It was like that. Celebrations all over the city for Prince. What can I say? You know, you can call the number. It's 347-637-1577. Give us a call now. Give us a call right now. This is definitely the number to call. Do not hesitate to let people know that we're on the number. We're on the radio, okay? Tell them that we're on here every morning. And you can definitely get involved with the radio show. 202-347-637-1577. Give us a call right now. Also, this weekend, everything happened for a reason. Everything happened for a reason. And this particular event that was coming up with us was so spectacular. It was awesome. It was awesome. And we're waiting for Lucy to call in because she's going to tell us exactly what it was and how it came about and what they do as far as what they do. Also, Prince. Everybody's talking about Prince. And Prince, his death, what happened on his death, they got all kinds of speculations of why he died or how he died. And still the jury's not out, but they cremated his body. And that is the key. He's now gone. And they got his ashes in a secret location. They didn't have no big funeral for him. They didn't have no big celebration for him. I mean, it would have been a funeral. James Brown had one. Luther Vandross had one. Everybody had one, but they had no funeral for Prince. So people made their own celebrations of Prince. They made their own celebrations for Prince. They have a funeral, but they had a celebration. They started dancing in the streets on U Street all night long. Magic 102.3 did a Prince celebration at the Howard Theater on Sunday from 2 to 5. People lined up at 1, and the line was all the way down the block, all the way around the whole entire block, down T Street, U Street, all the way down in the Shaw area. And they kept coming. They kept coming. I went inside there early. We got there probably around 2:10, and I walked right in. However, I came out around 4 o'clock, and they were still lined up trying to get in. I lucked up and got a seat right in front. It was a sit-down opportunity to enjoy Prince and the music. And he's got songs on top of songs on top of songs. The man has got all kinds of songs. Could you believe that? That many songs. Wow. Let's talk about upcoming events for Be There Magazine. BeThereMagazine.com. BeThereMagazine.com. It's the online magazine that was online from the very beginning. We are the cutting edge of making things happen. We show people how to do things. We make sure that people get information where they can copy off of what we do. So people now are looking at Be There Magazine as the litmus test. They're looking at it as the litmus test. You now can really, 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 really enjoy this magazine because we tell you where to go, who to call, or how to get there. Shopping, dining, nightlife, upcoming events. You need to know what to do. And the Black Card now is about helping businesses to survive, helping businesses to stay alive, helping businesses to make sure that it does not go away from here. We're losing everything. The chateau closed. The chateau is no longer in existence. The solar eclipse is no longer in existence. Every single spot is gone. Black-owned businesses, black-owned night spots are becoming non-existent. But guess what? We're going to be celebrating the chateau. We're going to be celebrating some hand dancing on the 5th. Come by and do a repass for the chateau closing at Charlie's on 7303 Georgia Avenue. Still mourning over Prince, still mourning over the chateau, still mourning over the eclipse. You really want to get your hand dance on. You really want to get your innovation on. Come out to Charlie's Bar and Grill at the ultimate happy hour. The ultimate happy hour. $5 top shelf Thursday. $5 top shelf Thursday. Anything you want to drink, $5. Rail drinks, $3. This is produced by Be There Magazine and the Black Card. Don't let this opportunity pass you by to celebrate the chateau, the eclipse, hand dancing extraordinaire. Are you still mourning over Prince? Do you miss Prince? Well, this is how it sounds when doves cry. So what you want to do is get involved with this magazine. Make sure that you are there for the magazine. Make sure that you understand what it feels like to know where you're going and what you're doing. Come out and see Carol Robinson and the Pop-Up Boutique. The Pop-Up Boutique. She's going to pop up on the 5th of May at Charlie's. You'll be able to see designer stuff, handbags, cruise wear, stuff that you need to use for your for your business. Or you want to go away. Are you going away on a cruise? Are you thinking about being on a cruise? Then go to Cruiseware. Go to Cruiseware and make sure that you dare to be great. Dare to be great. That's what you want to do. You want to dare to be great. Prince, I thought them songs that he had was really off the chain. And people kept coming and coming and coming. I mean, people really kept coming to this event. Give us a call here, 347-637-1577, and you will definitely understand what it feels like when doves cry. So you're coming out on the 5th. On the 5th of May, you need to be there and let people know that you are doing the best that you can in this town. Somebody wants to know why Prince died. Everybody's talking about it, but nobody actually knows. And it's a secret right now. They think they know, but they don't know. So people are looking at why the... Right. Make sure that you come out on the 5th of May at Charlie's. Come out to the 5th of May at Charlie's, and you will definitely be involved with the Be There Magazine Black Card Affair. The Be There Magazine Black Card Affair. Come out. Make sure that you tell people about it. Make sure that you let people see that you care. Because right now, our black businesses are hurting. They're hurting so much that we're losing them, and nobody cares. I'm waiting to see one day we wake up, go to Southeast, and the big chair's gone. What are you going to do when they tear the big chair down? And when they tear the big chair down, then you got to know D.C. gone. I mean, the old D.C. is truly, truly gone. So you know that every time you look around, there's something gone. You look around and you say, oh, wow, the Bohemian Cabin's closed. What's going on with that? The Chateau closed. What's going on with that? And you look around and you say, wow, what's left that we knew? 14th and U Street is no longer 14th and U Street. It's no longer 14th and U Street. It's something else now. It's still 14th and U, the actual street. But it's not the street because you don't recognize anything on the street. All the things that was there before are gone. When you walk down 14th and U, the McDonald's is there. Couldn't get rid of McDonald's. McDonald's is still there. However, everything else you knew on 14th and U is gone. The Shoeshine Stand is still there. God bless him. He's still there. Ben's Chili Bowl is still there. They got Ben's next door. It used to be Manute Bowl's place. Manute Bowl, he died. People are dying like flies. If you are older, everybody's turning 55 now. I looked on media, social media, and people are turning 55. Five more years, you'd be 60. Five more years, that'd be 65, 75, 85, 95. The years keep piling up. And things keep happening and things keep changing. What are you going to do with your life that you're getting older? What are you going to do with your life that you're getting older? Prince said, this is what it sounds like when doves cry. I mean, all of this. So what's your favorite Prince song? Give me a call, 347-637-1577. Give me a call and we'll talk about your favorite Prince song. You want to know what Prince says or what he does or what he feels like, then give us a call. Because Prince was bigger than life, man. People had no idea how big he was. But this weekend showed people and showed everybody that Prince is big. I mean, he is really big. People came out to the Howard Theater, and they kept coming, and they kept coming, and they kept coming. But if you missed that fashion show by Lovely Lady this Saturday at the JW Marriott, I mean, the organization is like that. Lucy, are you on the air? Lucy, go ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead, Lucy. You're on the air. Air code 301-422. You're on the air. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, you had to bend it. Go ahead. I hear you. Go ahead.
This is Mary Thompson. I'm a member of the Julia West Hamilton League.
Oh, fantastic, Mary. Thank you for coming in, for calling in. Fantastic.
Okay.
You're
welcome.
It was an honor and a pleasure emceeing the event. First off, your organization is so exceptional and it's just phenomenal. Could you give us a little bit of background of the organization and how it got started?
Well, it was started 78 years ago by a small group of women that wanted to do something to help the community. And it was named for Mrs. Hamilton. Mrs. Hamilton was a member of the league at one point. It was the vice first president was Mrs. Ellen Jones.
She's just a girl and she's...
Hello?
Go ahead.
Okay, and we've just been doing community activity for many years, and we just try to keep up the legacy of the founders and our members that have passed on. So we're just going to, as long as we can, we will do that.
Well, 78 years is a long time to keep anything continually in motion. And for you and that organization to do what it's doing, it's not cakewalk. It takes a lot of work, a lot of participation. And I want to commend you on the excellent job that you're doing. How can someone get involved with your organization that wants to participate for next year?
What do you mean? In which what way? As far
any way
as,
they want to participate. Any way they
want
to be involved.
Well, if they want to become a supporting member. We haven't actually started planning next year's event yet. We're just in the process of wrapping up this event and critiquing it. And then in June, we'll probably start working on the next year's event.
Excellent. A lovely lady did an excellent job as far as the fashion is concerned.
Yes, she did.
Bobby Felder and the Blue Notes, they've been around a long time. You have something that is so institutionalized that – if you were there, you really got a chance to see a part of history and something of elegance and culture that we sort of don't miss or people don't have nowadays. What give us your opinion, Ms. Thompson, on the youth of the day and how they can learn from what you have accomplished and why youth today doesn't have that kind of what I call stability and culture in what they do today? What's the reason why we don't have
it? I really can't say because we have young people that do like coming to our event, especially our former scholarship recipients. We just have to, I don't know, I guess it's a part of family to kind of put this out there and expose them to culture. Because there's some young people that have been coming for years since they were little children. So I guess it's up to the family. We try to assist young people as much as we can, and we try to involve them. But I guess it's up to us, not just the Julia West Hamilton League, the black culture as a whole, to get young people exposed to these type things.
Well, I was so impressed with the turnout, the amount of people that came out on a luncheon. We're not talking about an evening affair. We're talking about a luncheon. And it was so coordinated and so organized. The skills that y'all have and the way you participate thing is first class. It's truly first class. Do you always have it at the JW Marriott or what other hotels have you used?
We've been at the JW Marriott for almost 30 years. There was a time that several years ago, we left and we went to the Shoreham for a couple of years. We've had it at the Grand Hyatt and the Sheraton, which is now a Marriott hotel. But most of our time has been spent right there at JW Marriott.
On our newsmaker line, we have Miss Mary Thompson, and she is an integral part of the organization. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Mary, I want you to tell us some of the things that the organization does. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you, and definitely She's on Fire. We'll be right back.
Part of an fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Feeling the catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Oh, she got both feet on the ground, and she's burning it down. Oh, she got her head in the clouds, and she's not backing down.
Welcome back. Welcome back. The Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio and on our newsmaker line, the one and only Miss Mary Thompson, and she's definitely on fire. Tell us what the organization does and some of the things they have accomplished and benefited this whole DMV.
Our main objective is to assist young people with their education. So we have a four-year scholarship that's awarded every 4 years. And then we also have an annual academic award that's given to one student in each of the D.C. public high schools. And in addition to that, we also support the HSC Pediatric Center, which was formerly the Hospital for Sick Children, with an annual contribution. And at Thanksgiving and Christmas time, we assist families in need. And if there's a need throughout the year, if we're approached by someone, we assist as best we can.
That is a whole lot that you're doing, and it benefits so many people. So many people are being benefited
yes,
from the work that you do. It's commendable that an organization saw the need, had the attitude and the vision to proceed and make sure that it came to pass. And now it's still going strong. You got to really pat yourself on the back because what you're doing is so commendable. We have other calls on the line. Stay on the line, Ms. Thompson. You got another
okay.
call on the line. Call you on the air.
All right.
Call 301-603. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. This is Cynthia Greenwood.
Morning,
I'm the secretary of the Julia S. Hamilton League, and I was the co-chair this year for our benefit.
Excellent.
And we had a successful benefit. Thanks for all those that came out to support us.
Oh, without
on our
a doubt.
78th
so
year.
Successful. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I cut you off. What did you say?
No, I was just so happy that we were successful this year on our 78th year.
Extremely successful. What do you contribute your success to?
Well, I contribute our success to the supporters that support our endeavors. They're an empathy of what we're all about. We're all about helping students to achieve their goals and to continue to fulfill their needs as they extend their educational endeavors.
And education is so important. It's so important that we make sure our youth see the power of education. And make
yes.
sure that they know that education is not going anywhere. I believe that it's so important for our youth to know you cannot take this education lightly. We have so many youth that today that are doing that, though. They're taking it lightly. They're not getting the right grades. They're not going to school. You believe this? In 2016, we have people who are dropping out of high school.
It's hard,
it's hard to believe that
yeah,
our students
to
today
ahead,
do not want to further their education endeavors.
What can we do to empower our youth? How could a youth in 2016 with the internet and everything that's available to them and all this educational workshops and people are talking about education, what do you think would make a child at 15 or 16 drop out of high school? Tell me what you think, either one of you.
I just think it's parental guidance, and if there was someone, even a neighbor, someone that took some interest in some of our young people and made them feel as though they were important and they people cared about them, that maybe that could change things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it saddens me to know that someone is falling out of high school or dropping out of high school or falling behind in their grades. When my children were small, I used to have them in the morning before they go to school look in the mirror and also write each teacher a letter and say, a C is not me. There's greatness in me. I will have my degree by the time I'm 22, 23. It's important for me to live well in society, but under no circumstances am I going to allow you as a teacher dictate to me who I am through a grade point average because a C is not me. And once they learned that and they understood who they was worth, it made it easier for them to improve their grade point average. But so many youth today don't understand what their worth, what their value is. They accept a D or an E or a C. Is that something that you feel that you see also?
Yes, I do. And I think that I agree with what Mary said. You know, these children today, they have low self-esteem for one thing. And they don't have that extension of the community like we had growing up. Someone to encourage them and to keep them going.
Yeah, I don't understand why we as neighbors or why we don't look at our youth. We see them walking down the street, pants down. We see them not doing things. But back in the day, you couldn't walk down the street. My neighbor, my mother's friend, or the neighbor on the corner would say, boy, pull them pants up. What's wrong with you? I mean, somebody would pull your coat. What is wrong with today where we as adults don't try to mentor or talk to youth on a going basis?
Well, I think it's a fear. It's a fear on adults' parts because you don't know what kind of response you would get. Some young people would probably respond positively. They wouldn't curse you out, you know, or try to physically harm you. And there are others that would, and it's a hesitation on adults'
mm-hmm.
part. There are a lot of people that want to do these things and say things to these young people, especially the young men. But it's the apprehension, you know, you just don't know what kind of response that you're going to get, especially if it's a child that you don't know. Now, if it's someone, a young person that you know from the neighborhood, and you can call them over and don't embarrass them in front of their friends, it probably may help. But if it's a stranger, you know, a young person that you've never seen and you don't know personally, it's apprehension on. I would feel that way. I'm personally speaking for myself. I see a lot of young men with their pants hanging down, young ladies not dressed properly as well. But if I don't know them, I don't feel comfortable approaching them.
Well,
and I think
I'm
a lot
blessed.
Of people feel that way.
I believe you. I believe you're absolutely correct that people have a fear; they don't know what to expect. I'm blessed to be a retired police officer, and by me being 6'4", I'm able to step to a lot of youth when I see something out of place and properly brief them and educate them on where they're going wrong and how it's going to affect them life in the future. Like a lot of youth don't have the information. I found when I talk to some youth and I give them the actual information, they say, I didn't know that. They say, I didn't know that. You know, they don't know that if they get a C or D in ninth grade, that it goes to 10th grade, and then it follows them to 11th grade. And at the 12th grade, they have a GPA of a D or whatever, and they can't get into college. They haven't got a clue just because somebody didn't tell them about that in ninth grade. They didn't know. So when I tell them, when I stop youth all the time and I explain to them, I will go up to them and say, how's your grades? And they would say, oh, I got a D. Do you know what that is? And then when I actually explain it, believe it or not, 9 times out of 10, if I approach some youth standing around, or if I see him smoking, like I saw a youth the other day, he was like 19 years old smoking a cigarette. And I walked up to him and I said, do you realize what you're doing? And he says, that's how long I've been smoking. So I started smoking at 15. And I went and explained to him the power of the cigarette, and I told him my age. I said, you know, I'm on 70s door. I said, when I was a kid, cigarettes were 10 cents a pack. I said, now at 15 or 20, when I was 19, they became 30 cents a pack. Most people I knew stopped. They said, if it's going to be a dollar, we're going to stop. You're smoking now at $8 a pack. If you reach 70, it could be $50 a pack. The youth looked at me. He didn't know that. He said, I had no idea. So I'm gonna try to stop smoking. He didn't know that. He couldn't see that far ahead to be 70. Mm-hmm. He didn't understand that at 19. But sometimes if you stop and talk to these youth, for me, because as a man, I don't have the fear of that. I know that I'm telling them something good. And most of the time, nobody takes the time, especially our male youth. They don't take the time to tell another male, man to man, something. Most of those males don't have a father. They don't have anybody in their life. So when a man talks to them and they see another man, they listen. Most of the time, they listen. Give us some closing statements, though. I want you to go first, and then Mary Thompson can go first after that. Give me your closing statements. Go ahead. Mary Thompson, you can go last. Give us your closing statements now.
Okay, I just want to thank those who supported us on Saturday, April the 23rd, and hopefully you'll come back out and join us on next year. And we will continue to support our youth in the community, and we're preparing now to go to the schools to present the awards that we give for those students who have been selected for outstanding achievement.
And, yes, I concur with what Cynthia has said. And I can only say that as long as we have, if God gives us our health and our strength, the members of the Julia West Hamilton League will be there to assist our young people and provide assistance to the community and uphold the legacy of the members, the founders of the Julia West Hamilton League Incorporated.
Excellent. This has been a pleasure and an honor to have both of you on. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking every morning from 10 to 10:30. Spread the word. We'll be here tomorrow morning. It's been a pleasure and an honor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey.
Shit, man.
That mom.
Huh?
That mom.
This the lady who named the thing after.
Oh, I thought that was
No, no, Julia West. That's the lady. Man, that, they did a heck of a job in that thing, man.
They ain't got no money, though.
Yeah, they doing good works, though.
How'd you do up there on stage?
Oh, man, fantastic, man. Shit,
I'm a natural at that. I'm a natural at
that. That was a dumb question for me to ask.
Yeah, I'm a natural at that.
Thank you.